night's demonstration started off quite peacefully, around about 5:30 p.m. last night, but then quite quickly degenerated into attacks on the police, and that was on the interface area between the Short Strand and the Woodstock Link Castlereagh Road areas.
How many police officers were injured, to best your knowledge?
10 police officers were injured. Luckily, none of their injuries were life-threatening. However, it is by sheer luck that that was the case, because quite clearly this was orchestrated violence by paramilitary organisations, and the evidence is there to support that.
Obviously, this is not the first episode of violence leading to the flag protests. What does the Police Federation, what are you calling for at this stage?
Well, what we believe is that these protests now have run their course, and it's very, very clear that some of them have degenerated into violence and mainly attacks on the police service of Northern Ireland. Since the beginning of December, 65 officers have been injured. Some of them have been hospitalised as a result of these attacks. And we would appeal to the ordinary decent citizens of Northern Ireland to desist from protesting on the streets at this time, because there is an inevitability about some of these demonstrations that they will end up in violence and further attacks on the police. I'm not clear where these protesters are going with this issue. I don't think anyone is now clear where they're going with this issue, but one thing I'm absolutely certain about is it's got to stop, and our officers are out there courageous in the way in which they are trying to protect the law-abiding citizens of this community, and they deserve the full support of the people of Northern Ireland in so doing.
Now, obviously, violence is condemned by all politicians, by all constitutional politicians, but people have a legal right to protest peacefully, so they can do that if they want. Who should take the lead on this?
Well, of course, people have the right to protest, but coming with that legal right to protest is responsibility. And whenever those protests are being hijacked by paramilitary organisations, and the clear intent is to try and either kill police officers or injure them, that's when it becomes a bridge too far. Now, when you look at the incident of violence that occurred last night, your listeners will know that there were stashes of petrol bombs that were used against police lines. There were two wheelie bins full with heavy masonry that were used to attack police lines. Then we had burning barricades followed by a hijacked vehicle that was set on fire. All of this was very clearly orchestrated by paramilitary organisations, and unfortunately any peaceful protest that was a prelude to that quite quickly disappeared.